From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Voice of Indonesia with the news first, the headline. Indonesian House Speaker reminds about protection and justice on Labor Day 2024. United Nations Human Rights Chief concerns about arrest of pro-Palestinian students. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Speaker of House of Representatives Puan Maharani reminded the importance of protection and justice for all types of workers on the momentum of International Labor Day 2024. In a statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday, Puan Maharani said, "Workers has a big role for the state, not only as an economic driver, but also a main actor in development." She assessed that in the midst of the many current global challenges, one of which is the increasingly worrying global unemployment rate, protection of workers is very important. According to her, the increasing number of unemployed people in general is caused by the number of available job opportunities, which cannot keep up with the growth of workers, which continues to increase. Next, we have Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto and Minister of Defense of Malaysia Dato' Sri Muhammad Khalid Nurdin, who discuss opportunities for closer defense cooperation between the two countries. In a meeting at the Indonesian Ministry of Defense Office, Jakarta, on Tuesday, Minister Prabowo emphasized the special relationship between Indonesia and Malaysia, considering that both countries come from the Malay community. Press release from the Ministry of Defense on Tuesday stated, Prabowo said, Indonesia hopes to establish closer cooperation in the fields of defense, intelligence, defense industry, and stronger education with Malaysia, especially in terms of military and defense industry student exchanges. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga said Indonesian government is currently preparing a trade collaboration with Egypt in the palm oil sector. Jerry Sambuaga, again, his statement on Tuesday, quoted by Antara, said the Indonesian government welcomed the interest of oil processing companies palm oil from Egypt to collaborate with companies in Indonesia. This collaboration is a step forward for Indonesia and Egypt. Jerry Sambuaga added the company had previously visited Indonesia to discuss potential cooperation in 2024. The last national news comes from the Indonesian National Police or Polri, preparing Operation Puri Agung 2024 starting 10 days before the World Water Forum, which will take place in Nusa Dua, Bali on May 18 to the 25th. Head of Public Information Bureau, Public Relations Division, National Police Brigadier General Truno Yudo Wisno Andiko, in a press release received in Jakarta on Tuesday, said, Puri Agung operation was also carried out in East Java and West Nusa Tenggara, increasingly widespread. The police of the Republic of Indonesia, among other things, have held talks, created and disseminated content and narratives, especially on social media. Now we move to the international news. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, on Tuesday said he was disturbed by a series of harsh measures taken to break up protests on university campuses in the United States. Quoting the website of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Türk reminded, "Freedom of expression and the right to peaceful assembly are fundamental for society, especially when there are sharp differences of opinion on major issues, as occurred in relation to the conflict in the occupied Palestinian territories and Israel. Indonesian pilgrims will be the first pilgrims to receive a Hajj departure card or smart card from the Saudi Arabian government. This was said by the Minister of Hajj and Umrah of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Taufik bin Fauzan Al-Rabiah, at a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday. Minister Al-Rabiah explained the Hajj smart card is a card made specifically to provide services to Hajj pilgrims, which contains information related to the Hajj. This card will help pilgrims to know the locations where the Hajj pilgrimage takes place. In the smart card, there will also be a certificate proving that the pilgrim has completed the Hajj. We end the news with Vietnam, which is working to optimize UNESCO designation for the country's cultural heritage sites to promote stronger socio-economic development. VNA News Agency reported, Vietnam's efforts to protect human cultural treasures have helped the international community understand the country's society, traditions, and history. Vietnam now has 65 World Heritage Sites, World Biosphere Reserves, World Documentary Heritage, Global Geoparks, and Intangible Cultural Heritage. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary is about International Workers' Day commemorations. Today, May 1st, 2024, workers worldwide commemorate the Workers' Day or Labor Day. The commemorations, often called May Day, is intended to honor the struggle of workers to obtain fair rights and protection as well as decent working hours. The date refers to the demonstrations by American workers on May 1, 1886, demanding an 8-hour working day. The demonstration led to riots in Haymarket, Chicago, and left 4 workers and 7 policemen dead. In Indonesia, International Workers' Day was celebrated for the first time on May 1, 1920. At the time, Indonesia was still under Dutch colonial rule. President Suharto's administrations then stopped the day's open celebration because it was deemed synonymous with communism. During the reform period, Workers' Day was celebrated again regularly in many cities and carried various demands ranging from welfare to the outsourcing system eliminations. In 2013, President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono declared Workers' Day on May 1st as a national holiday. For more than a century, workers have celebrated Workers' Day, but the challenges faced by workers are increasingly diverse. If in the past the challenges were not only about overlong working hours, low wages, and workplace conditions unsuitable for health, now workers are facing technology and digitalizations that are taking away their jobs. For Indonesia, its migrant workers' condition abroad is also a challenge. Practices of human trafficking and slavery haunt Indonesian migrant workers. Apart from the conditions of domestic workers, the Indonesian government should also consider the conditions of its citizens who work abroad. In this case, the government has implemented various policies, programs, and agreements with countries to provide maximum protections for migrant workers. Hopefully, the next Indonesian government will pay greater attention to the welfare of Indonesian workers at home and abroad, because workers contribute greatly to the country's economic development. That was commentary.
Thank you.
We begin today in history with May 1st, 1920, about the first Labor Day that was observed in Indonesia. Every May 1st, the world commemorates May Day or International Labor Day. The date was chosen to commemorate the 1886 Haymarket riots in Chicago, United States. The riots began with the protests of thousands of workers demanding 8 hours of work per day. Indonesia has been celebrating International Labor Day since 1920. However, during President Suharto's administration, the celebration was banned. Indonesia re-commemorated International Labor Day in 2013 during the administration of President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. In Indonesia, May 1st is now a national holiday. Let's move on to May 1st, 1961, when Fidel Castro proclaimed Cuba as a socialist country. On May 1st, 1961, Fidel Castro, who at that time served as Prime Minister, proclaimed Cuba as a socialist state. He also announced the abolition of elections in Cuba. At that time, hundreds of thousands of Cubans attended the May Day parade in Havana. Castro, who came to power in January 1959 after successfully overthrowing dictator Fulgencio Batista, criticized America's fear of a new socialist republic near its territory. We end today in history with May 1, 1963, about West Irian Liberation Day. May 1, 1963 is the day of the liberation of West Irian, which was established through the New York Agreement, which demanded the Netherlands to hand over Western Papua to Indonesia. During the transfer process, the territory of West Papua was temporarily held by the United Nations Temporary Executive Authority, an institution formed by the United Nations. The Netherlands had to withdraw its troops from West Irian. Meanwhile, Indonesian troops were allowed to stay under the authorities' coordination. Then on May 1, 1963, the territory of West Papua was officially handed over to Indonesia from the Netherlands through the mediation of the authority. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Aku berlari saja, menghindari semua yang menimpa. Takkan ku biarkan diriku terus terlena dalam hayalku. Saat aku tak berdaya menghapuskan semua cerita, mungkin ku berharap terlalu banyak sedang dirimu terus berlalu. Hatimu terlalu cepat berubah, sedang diriku terus mengharap. Penyesalan di hati, sanjak hanya ungkapan hati tak cukup sudah. Sana berkarat tempat terduku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlights Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Economy talks about Indonesia's economy to UK businessmen. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economy Airlangga Hartarto visited the United Kingdom. The visit was to fulfill the invitation of Asia House, a UK-based businessman and thinker group. Asia House, which is dominated by the financial and banking sectors, regularly invites Indonesian ministers and decision makers to get information about the political and economic dynamics as reference for their investment in Indonesia. The press release of the Coordinating Ministry of Economy on Tuesday said, the Minister Airlangga Hartarto explained about the continuance of Indonesian economy programs and policies after the 2024 election. In the beginning of his exposition, Minister Airlangga shared the recent situation related to the election. He explained about the latest economic development that amid the uncertain global geopolitics and environment, the Indonesian economy is in a robust condition. The minister said Indonesian economy grew around 5% in the last 8 consecutive quarters. The country's economy will grow above 5% in 2024 onwards. He explained that the global business trust to Indonesia is strong. This was proven by the Good Investment Index by some ranking institutions. The external sector resilience is maintained, marked with a high forex reserve, namely $136 billion. The Indonesian trade balance was also surplus in the last 46 months, with an $870 million surplus in February 2024. The discussion also highlighted Indonesia's progress in getting the accession of Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, and other economic partners. The process of opening an economic cooperation with Indonesia. Indonesia's membership and regulation adjustment to OECD also standard was expected to give a positive impact for the public. On the occasion, Minister Airlangga also explained about Indonesia's policy for the environment and its sustainability. He affirmed that Indonesia is in the front line in voicing a serious concern and disagreement against the European Union deforestation regulation. About the 2024 election result, Minister Airlangga said, the Indonesian government will focus on specific policies such as manufacturing, role strengthening by improving electric vehicle ecosystem, special economic zone and industrial zone, commodity downstreaming, and other products. That's today's My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Muntahkan segala isi hati. Aku bisa terus berlari, mengejar waktu, menggapai mimpi. Kalau kau ingin jadi pacar.
Of Indonesia.
VOI listener, the sparkle of the sun that slowly rises into the sky, or commonly called sunrise, has a magical power that can make anyone come to watch it. One of the best places to enjoy the beauty of the sunrise is at Puntuk Setumbu Hill in Yogyakarta, Indonesia. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we take you to Puntuk Setumbu Hill, one of the best spots to watch sunrise with the background of Mount Merapi, Merbabu, and see the magnificent Borobudur Temple in the morning, which is surrounded by a sea of mist. Puntuk Setumbu is a hill about 400 meters above sea level, located in the Menoreh Mountains. Listener, if you want to witness the beauty of Borobudur at dawn, it is recommended to arrive at this place before 5 a.m. local time. The peak of Puntuk Setumbu is a large courtyard surrounded by a guardrail. In this place, there are houses on stilts, gazebos, and wooden chairs that can be used to sit while waiting for the sun to rise. By walking up the hill for 15 minutes, your tiredness will be paid off. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sakit hati, papa gak kuat.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki,
which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. Brau Regency is Kalimantan Province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil. Waktu kecil.
Which means childhood.
Saya. Saya.
Which means I.
Hanya. Hanya.
Which means only.
Bisa bermain. Bisa bermain.
Which means can play.
Dengan. Dengan.
Which means with.
Penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan.
Which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik. Dari plastik.
Which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki. Pulau Sangalaki,
which means Sangalaki Island.
Terkenal. Terkenal,
which means famous.
Sebagai. Sebagai,
which means as.
Tempat konservasi. Tempat konservasi,
which means conservation site.
Penyu. Penyu,
which means turtle.
Pengunjung. Pengunjung,
which means visitor.
Anak-anak. Anak-anak,
which means children.
Berinteraksi. Berinteraksi,
which means to interact.
Tukik. Tukik,
which means hatchlings.
Anak penyu. Anak penyu,
which means turtle hatchlings.
Seru. Seru,
which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In this statement, the word
penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix and. For example,
mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means car replicas or car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan. Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan.
Which means children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan. Rumah-rumahan,
which means toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya. Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya.
Which means mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Singalaki Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280-hectare island is home to hawkbills and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for hawkbill and green turtles because these turtle species favor sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Listeners, that was this week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toys. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's traditional song edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song from East Nusa Tenggara entitled Ikan Nai di Pantai. The song Ikan Nai di Pantai went viral in the mid-April 2024 on TikTok. Not only that, the video clip of the song, which was released on YouTube on March 30, 2024, already had 1 million views by the end of April 2024. The song Ikan Nai di Pantai describes the atmosphere in East Nusa Tenggara. There are lots of fish on the beach, and some people buy fish on the beach. Besides, there are typical foods and drinks of East Nusa Tenggara, such as rumpur rampe and moke. With all of them, life in East Nusa Tenggara is so enjoyable. Well, listener, now let's enjoy the traditional song from East Nusa Tenggara, Ikan Nai di Pantai. Let's check this one out.
Say the say, kaitau, main dia.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Halo Atambua, Beta Surindu, Wan Manen Wan Feto, Maite Hotu Badansa. Mai, hotu mai, kita.
domi halai mai bania kola susu nya narane narang no ya tambua narang furat ya rai belu mau alin ina namal sirahotu mai ita hak solok solo fotti rai velu
oh katuas mai taho tu badansa wan mane wan feto mai taho tu badansa
i hafatin ida i haloro Loro mo